During the Olympics, we managed to catch up with Richard Asquith, Global CEO, Audience Intelligence at Kantar Media. In this ASI cast, he discusses with our research director, Richard Marks, the most significant developments in the audience measurement industry over the four-year period he's been in the role. They also discuss the relationship Kantar Media has recently established with Comscore and the implications of the acquisition of Ibope, both inside and outside Latin America. Following their own client event, which this year took place in South Africa, Richard Asquith also looks forward to some of the issues raised there being discussed in the wider forum of our International TV and Video Conference in Budapest in November.
Hi, well, welcome Richard to the ASI cast. We're recording this midway through the Olympics in Rio, which is an interesting benchmark as I'm pretty sure you took over audience measurement at Kantar Media during the 2012 London Olympics. So firstly, looking back over the last 4 years, what would you say has been the most significant changes in the audience measurement industry that you're aware of?
That's correct, yeah, 4 years ago. And a hell of a lot has changed. I think it's easy to forget that the first iPad had only appeared a couple of years earlier in 2010. And that, I think, has been a game changer. So now measuring the audience to internet-delivered TV is very much a core component of almost all the services we're setting up. Building on that, I guess what we've come to realise over the past 4 years is that certainly a high-quality representative panel is a crucial and vital element of the system, but also that we need access to census data, site-centric census data, to measure the internet effectively. And then that the full realization of this comes through the creation of hybrid measurement systems, like the system that we've set up for SKO in the Netherlands. And this, in turn, I think reflects another of the very significant changes, is the growing importance of data science. So when I joined in 2012, we had, I think it was two mathematicians at the time, and now we've got a central team of over 12 with more across our global network. So really it's just a huge change in that respect of the sort of skill sets that are required to do what we do.
And do you think there's a growing consensus around where audience measurement is headed? Because, I mean, obviously with our ASI hats on, we're noting perhaps slightly less sort of arguments and controversy at conferences about the direction we're heading in. I don't know if that's because the direction's obvious, but would you say there's more consensus around, or are there still elements of blue water, sort of sky blue water between you and other approaches to audience measurement?
I think you're right that very definitely there has been a convergence. We look at how our work and our thinking has evolved over the last 4 years, and we've worked through things. We certainly made mistakes along the way, but we are now much clearer about what we want to do. There's a crystallization of how we measure these things, and I think, you know, that other companies will come to similar conclusions over time. Now, obviously, we think there are certain aspects of the way that we do it which are that they are industry leading, but I think you're right that there has been this overall convergence in the way that the methodologies that are felt to be appropriate.
Do you think the biggest change has possibly been the gradual acceptance, and this probably goes back longer than 4 years, that hybrid and fusion approaches are more tolerable or more things that people want than they perhaps were back in the days when everyone was lusting after single source approaches?
Yes, I think I've got a different perspective on this, in that I've been using fusion and data ascription techniques going back to the late 80s, early 90s. And so personally, I've always been very comfortable with it as a means to develop the sort of information that you want to collect, overcome challenges of overload and compliance, making the best of different data sources. But I agree, what we've seen over the last, and particularly the last 10 years or so, is a growing acceptance, a growing comfort that it's a very valid means to enhance what we do. And that's great. And it's not to say that it's the answer to everything. There very definitely is an important place for single source. It undoubtedly improves the quality of the modeling that we have to do. And that's why I said earlier that panels still, a central core panel is still very definitely part of our design. So understanding the interactions is important. But having this information, you can then be confident that the sort of modeling that you do on top is valid and of a high quality.
Sticking with the Olympic theme, just to show we don't throw these things together, another development in the last year obviously has been the full acquisition by Kantar Media of Abope, conducting audience measurement in Latin America, and obviously most relevant at the moment in Brazil itself. Obviously, there must be benefits for clients of that closer relationship inside Latin America, but are there also benefits outside as well?
I think so. I mean, we've worked together. Kantar and Ibope have worked together for many years, and that was, for example, that on TGI relationship goes back for many years. But that's significantly ramped up since the full acquisition, and very definitely there are mutual benefits. So Kantar has been able to underwrite investment in Latin America. So, for example, we have panel expansion in Brazil, rollout of digital meters, and we've been able to provide technical input, for example, measuring internet-delivered TV, leveraging our relationship with ComScore, the knowledge and expertise we have in using the turnpath data. And also we've accelerated the linking of TAM ratings with other data sets. So, for example, connecting TAM with World Panel consumer purchase data or Twitter TV ratings. So that's all been sort of input into Latin America. But then in the other direction, I think quite apart from adding in a very, very important region to our world map, something that is extremely exciting is that Ibope has been running real-time ratings in Latin America for over 25 years now, and that expertise, that knowledge that has been developed, we are now using that piloting it, which we're undertaking tests at the moment in Spain, so that we can then offer that technology, that expertise around our global network.
I think the other relationship you have that's developed in specifically in the last year is that with ComScore, when I think it was last summer of 2015, WPP acquired 20% of ComScore, and you've been teaming up for specifically audience measurement. A year on, how's that relationship working, and what are the main benefits that clients are seeing from that?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that we believe the partnership has huge potential because it brings together Kantar's expertise in TV measurement with Comscore's knowledge of internet measurement. And of course, the data and infrastructure assets that Comscore has, for example, around tagging. So the immediate benefit has been the immediate benefit to clients has been the simplifying of access to the combined service. So we're already collaborating with Comscore on various tenders, some projects which were already in train or already there. It's just simplified the working relationship significantly. But I think the ultimate goal, and most significantly, is that we're working together to build cross-media measurement systems. And we're undertaking a huge amount of development work together. We're piloting it again in Spain because we both have very strong operations there and control of the data assets. And the work just is enabling us to create the systems, test our approaches, and this is no small task. It's definitely a long-term project. There's a lot of stuff to work through. And we're having to do that, of course, with the full consultation of the clients. But there is the potential at the end of it to have a system that delivers fully integrated audience measurement, both for television and internet. And that's the goal.
And is it, so far, does it feel more like a toe in the water to a deeper relationship, or is it an element of... see how it goes.
I think it's who can say? The partnership makes strategic sense at the moment. It brings together those complementary skill sets, those complementary assets. Now, where this will lead, I don't know, but what it is allowing us to do at the moment is to work through a lot of stuff, both technical, but also I'd say cultural. You know, we are different companies, we have different cultures, and like any sort of partnership, any kind of relationship, you have to work through these things to make it work, to make a good partnership. So I think this is it's putting us in a good place. It gives us greater certainty and understanding for how we work together. Where that will eventually lead, who knows?
Now, just one final point I wanted to pick up on, because I'm conscious of time, is that we've got our minds at ASI very much focused on the upcoming International TV and Radio event in Budapest in November. But you also have your own annual, more client-focused event called the World Audiences Summit, which was held in Cape Town earlier this summer. And I was wondering what you'd seen as the main takeaways from that event and what you'd be hoping to hear and what topics you think may be coming up from clients when we meet up in Budapest, just from your experience down in Cape Town.
Well, I say firstly, and something specific to this particular event, is that South Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa generally, are wonderful, vibrant places to be. And it's very definitely an exciting time to be in media measurement there. Kantar has been working with MultiChoice DSTV for a number of years now, and we're taking their set-top box data, building a very sophisticated return path data service across South Africa and several other African countries. We've also recently won the joint establishment survey for the various media industry surveys in South Africa, and we won the Radio Audience Measurement Service there. So there's masses happening. It's a lovely place to be. A lot of excitement. But as for the other takeaways from the summit, I think the overriding one, and it comes back to something we were talking about earlier, is a sense of growing certainty and crystallization about the methods that we're using to measure TV in the age of the internet. And I think if you go back to the early summits, it's fair to say that there were more questions than answers, but now there is this growing sense of certainty, and that's very much reinforced, not just by what we're feeling, but also by the presentations that were delivered by a number of our clients, including Barb and SKO. Mm-hmm. Second thing I'd mention is there is very clearly a feeling of a growing role for return path data within the measurement systems, and that's right across the world. And you know, so we had a lovely case study from some experimental work which is being done in Pakistan at the moment. So it's not just what we might think of as the Western developed markets. And so that came through, return path data as a topic came through very strongly, and real feeling that it's reaching a tipping point and moving into the mainstream. On the other hand, or by contrast, we had a very lively session on programmatic and how that might be related to TAM ratings data. And there, the other extreme, very clearly very early days, not clear how TAM will interact, how it will evolve to fuel these systems. And then lastly, I'd say that it's the World Audiences Summit is genuinely it's a global event, and it's, we had, I think it was 41 countries represented at the summit. And even though very definitely there are common challenges there, it always the event always just reminds you that there no two countries are exactly the same. So either it's the differences in industry structure or the level of funding or the measurement priorities or the JIT governance or whatever, but there is always, so even though we have this convergence and a crystallizing of the methods, there's always this need to adapt and customize the methodologies and what we tend to call TAM cultural sensitivity to make the systems work for the particular for the situation that exists in each country.
Interesting. Well, thanks for making the time to from your busy schedule to catch up with us, and we look forward to meeting up with you in Budapest, if not before. And thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.